In today's gospel, Jesus repeated a verse from the book of the prophet Hosea, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice." The entire verse from Hosea reads as follows, "For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings." So the real purpose of our thoughts, words, and actions as they relate to God is to be a greater understanding, appreciation, and love of God. So this apparent downplaying of the sacrifice seems unusual, given that the first reading describes how the Jews were to celebrate the first Passover, a religious ritual in which a lamb was sacrificed, and a ritual that Jesus himself celebrated with his apostles the night he was arrested. Was he saying that such rituals were bad or wrong? Of course not. If we look at the context of Jesus' comments, remember his disciples were hungry as they went along. They were plucking grains of wheat to eat as they walked through the field. And the Pharisees criticized them because they were doing what the Pharisees thought was work on the Sabbath. I think this is still another example of the Pharisees tripping over their own rules. See, they understood what the rules were. They just didn't understand the why behind the rules. In Jesus' response to them, he was not suggesting that religious sacrifice was wrong, including the sacrifice that people were told to make by avoiding work on the Sabbath. He wasn't saying that that was wrong. Rather, he was saying that our sacrifices should serve mercy. They should not interfere with mercy. They should bring us closer to God and to one another. So both the what that we do and the why that we do it are important. Now, most of you attend Mass, daily Mass, on a regular basis. We speak about the sacrifice of the Mass. The Mass is a ritual. It's the what that we do. But I hope you also think about the why. I mean, why do you come to Mass so faithfully? Why do you sacrifice your time to do this? And does it have anything to do with mercy? In 1666, a great fire leveled much of London, England, including St. Paul's Cathedral. A famous architect was commissioned to rebuild that cathedral. One day he observed three bricklayers on a scaffold, all working very hard, very fast. And the architect asked the first bricklayer what he was doing. He said, "I'm a bricklayer. I'm laying bricks to feed my family." The second bricklayer responded, "I'm a builder. I'm building a wall." When he asked the third bricklayer, he said, "I'm a cathedral builder. I'm building a great cathedral to honor God." None of you is obliged to be here at Mass today, except maybe Father Joselito. So why are you here? Are you like that first bricklayer? Are you here with the thought of adding more graces to your ledger, one upon the other? You know, that ledger of naughty and nice that many of us think God is keeping for us? And it's not wrong to seek graces, but we must never look at these actions as a means of buying our way into heaven. Stack up enough of those graces and you get there. We can't do that. Jesus did that. Or are you like the second bricklayer? Are you here because you think regular attendance at Mass, the reception of the Eucharist, will help you to avoid sin in your life? Are you here because you're trying to build a wall of virtue? Again, not a bad thing. Or are you like the third bricklayer, building a relationship with God that will affect all aspects of your life, especially the way you show love and mercy to others? You see, none of the three choices that I mentioned is wrong. We do receive graces when we participate in the sacrifice of the Mass, and that's good. And those graces help us to live virtuous lives, and that's good. When Jesus said, "I want mercy and not sacrifice," he wasn't saying that the sacrifices, the adherence to the Sabbath laws, was wrong, but rather that those sacrifices were meant to serve a higher purpose. They were not just bricks. They were not just a wall. They were meant to build cathedrals, disciples who are truly alive with the love of God, love that overflows with kindness and compassion to our neighbor. So when you leave Mass today, when you finish your rosary, when you say your meal prayers, when you drop your contribution into the collection basket, or whenever you make sacrifices in the name of your faith, do you feel closer to God? Do you feel enlivened to serve God's people? If you do, you're building a cathedral, and that's very good. Please stand. Jesus recognized that kindness is more important than the ritual observance of the law, and so we pray that the church may always have compassion for those in need,